Ulamai the solid gadaiti mikoro lefi the habimini we had that what that the svara war Rav said it's usur is because it looks like a movi mafulish because it looks from the movi on the right side is open through a chava straight open through shasarabim that's the habimini why it was usur Ulamai the solid gadaiti mikoro bein sheirvu bein shla irvu pligi that there's a machlekes whether it is irvu even though you have a chotzim or revis. And the people in the chotzer are allowed to walk into the movi. Still, it's a machlekes. Is it also or not? Because Rav holds it's a movi mafulish, and Shmuel holds not a movi mafulish. Vaita, he's bein beirvu bein shalei irvu pligi. It's a machlekes both ways. For the Gemara, beirvu b'may pligi. What's the machlekes in the case where the chotzer made an eriv with the bnei movi, or else in the case where it's a rechava? Where the people, where the movi opens up into rechava, that in the case where the diurin, the fact that people walk from the rechava into the movi doesn't answer the movi, or else if it opened up into a chotzer, but the chotzer has an eruvi chatzeres with the movi, so the fact that people walk from the chotzer into the movi that doesn't answer the movi. So what's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel to have a mina? Still, Rav said it was osur. Why does Rav say it's osur? The more b'may pligi b'shaloi irvu and b'may pligi. B'may pligi b'shla irvu. Hey, we didn't. Ben shu ben shlo ben b'shla irvu pligi. B'irvu b'may pligi. That's b'irvu b'may pligi. What's the machlokes by b'irvu and b'shla irvu b'may pligi? Where they didn't make an eruv. What's also the machlokes? Demar b'shla irvu. In a case where they did not make an eruv. So the case is now where the movi opened up into a chotzer, and this chotzer now does not have an eruv b'chatzeris. And a chotzer, since that's the main living place, like from your house, you come out into the front yard, that's how you go to the Rishas Rabim, so it's called the Drisas Regel. So we have now the people from the chotzer are walking into the Mavli, that like breaks this mechitza here, if life that it has no mechitza there. What's that machlokes? That Rav said it's osur, and Shmuel said it's mutter. What's the machlokes? B'may pligi, and the Gemara b'shlei irvu, pligi v'nira mibachutz, v'shava mibifnin. It's a case where it's nira mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. That means nira bachutz. Outside you see it, and inside you don't see it. Now the kids said right to the same picture.
There's more pictures here.
Could be the same picture. Yeah, the same. No, don't make a difference. The same picture again. Here, when you're standing in the movi, right, the same top picture. When you're standing inside the movi, if you look on the right side, you don't see anything in the movi itself at the corner. You don't see any lechi there. Mashenkin, let's say you're standing inside the rechava or inside the chotzer. Now when you look, you see the gefufimi on both sides, you see like a lechi. The side walls to the chotzer, that could be a lechi to the movi. But the lach of a lechi is it can be standing as sticking outside the movi also. It doesn't have to be inside the movi, it can be sticking outside the movi. So if you're standing inside the chotzer, when you look towards the movi, you don't see the movi is wide open. Forget, you see it's a pesach there. We're talking about the opening now is less than yudamis. So since it's less than yudamis, it's a pesach here. Where the gefufin on the two sides of the wall, that has a shem lechi. So that's called nira mibachutz. If you're standing outside the movi, you look into the movi, it looks like there's a lechi there. There are two sides to the wall. But if you're standing inside the movi, you look to the right side, you don't see anything on the movi. So is that called nidi mishum lechi or not? Is that matter the movi or not? This is the machlekes. So Rashi. Rashi, b'nira mibachutz v'shavim mifnim. The pligi bay amaroi lekamo mepirkin. It's the machlekes later in the aftesim abeis. Some say it's as if we see something on both sides. It has no din at all. These extra two walls, if you're standing inside the chotzer, inside the rechava, looking towards the movi, there's two sides of the wall, that's the gefufin, like the picture has, the gefanim. Is Bahinami Hanaki Fufi the East Lechotzer Oitfin Aroche Pritzamovi that's wider than the Movi itself, Nirumi Bachutz, it looks at the people standing outside, Luyaisam I'm the Machotzer. If you're standing inside the Chotzer, you see the Gifufim. For Lemerse Kaiso Poritz from Luya. It doesn't look like the Movi is Mamish open completely. The Yaisam yes anomaly heavy, it's not more than 10 amas wide. Hilkach. Even though you're standing inside the movi, you don't see anything on the right side. You don't see anything. It looks like it's shoved straight. Shoim dim b'movi ein roi enoison V'niru lehem kaisel poritz. If you're standing inside the mobile, you look down the right side, it looks like it's mamish open completely. Afilu hachi l'rav, according to Rav, mahan lehani gifufi. According to the Rav, the havamina was in Rav, the only reason why it's osur, when it opens up into a chatzar, because it was poritz to the shusar rabin. It looked like a movim of foolish. That was the havamina why it's osur. But if it wouldn't have been for movim of foolish, let's say on the right side all the way, it wouldn't be poritz to the shusar rabin, the havamina was, according to Rav, will be mutter. Even though there's a chatzar inside. Why is the mutter according to Rav? Because since you have a gefanim, you have these two sides of the wall sticking out, it has a din lechi for the movi, therefore there's a separation between the chatzar and the movi. L'shavya pischa l'gabi movi. It's lav dafka lechi, it's called a pesach though, for the movi. Ki hecha de mishavu l'pischa l'gabi chatzar. Just like, why is it called a pesach for the chatzar? Because you have these two agfanim, the two sides of the wall, make the pirtza look like a pesach. Who are din for the movi, the same halachim? For going inside the movi, it's as if there's only a pesach at the entrance. Behold, it's none. Kitana Asura, I did a locha later, we'll see. That's like in picture 69. When you have a chotze gedola opening up into a chotze katana, so there the Gemara says the fairish later that it's also to metatl in the chotze katana. The chotze katana, since it's porous from Luya, it has only like three walls, the chotze katana, you're not allowed to carry in the chotze katana. The chotze gedola is mutter, because the chotze gedola, again, since you look at this side, has two sides of the wall, those two sides of the wall make the opening into a pesach. But if you're inside the chotzer katana, the inside chotzer, it's open completely on its fourth wall, it's also to metal inside the chotzer. So that's a din later. So Hurakash, according to Rav, is, how do you have such a case? Rav is saying now, no. Since these two sides of the wall give it a shame pesach for the chotzer gedolo, who are then it gives it a shame pesach for the chotzer katana? So according to Rav, it should always be mutet and metaltul inside the chotzer katana. Either the locha lady is not allowed to be metaltul. So Drashi, Vodet nan kitana asura, mukum l'rab b'nichnosim koistle kitana l'gdoyla. Where the ksolim itself, mamish, come into the gdoyla. Here's a pretty big picture 114 here, a little later. A little hard to see. But picture 114, got it. A little hard to see. Now it's Bekitza, even picture 115 is even better. Bekitza, it's not exactly a right angle. When the Chotze Katana opens up in the Chotze Gedolo, the walls of the Chotze Katana come out a little bit, more than where the Chotze Gedolo starts. So the kitza is not exactly a right angle, so you see claw the difference. You see there's a chotze katana, and the chotze gedolah, its wall is even further in. So the chotze katana's wall stick out a little bit, then you can say it looks like a pesach into the chotze katana. Because the chotze katana is purely a porous from Luya. It's open the gamri. Either the chotze gedolah on the side has walls, those walls are like further in than the chotze katana. So that's the case where it's awesome. Mashenka, now a picture here, where the chotze gedolah opens up completely the chotze katana, and it's a mamash right angle. Where it's a right angle, we say the same way these side walls make a shem pesach for the chotze gedolah, who are then to make the shem pesach for the chotze katana? Therefore, Rav's svara was, when the movi opens up into the chotzer, on the tzad there would not be a pirtz on the right side of Rishas Rabim, it would be allowed to be metaltol in the movi. Aye, the question is, the movi is opened up into a chotzer, and the chotzer is not merevish, should aser? The Torah says there's a pesach there. Aye, the movi is open completely? No, the two akfanim, the two sides of the wall, the same way they make a shame pesach for the chotzer, it makes a shame pesach for the movi also. That's Rav's svara. And Shmuel dings lach on this. Shmuel says no. Right, O Shmuel Savar, ain't nidim mishum shiyu l'movi, o pirtzihi, o diure chotzer, oisven alavim la'irvu. Therefore, Shmuel says it's only mutter by Yerichava, where there's no diurin. But if it would have been a chotzer, the chotzer would aser on the movi. And we don't look as if you have a pesach at the entrance. No, the pesach is only the outside for the chotzer, not for the inside movi. That's one machlekes. So the Maravaita, be'irvu, and what's the machlekes? We made a chotzer merevis. We saw, but if you made a chotzer merevis, it was mashm according to Rav, it's still aser. But according to Shmuel, that was the Rechava. It lies like Merevis, it's Mutter. What's the Machlekes then? The Mifla gave me the Rabbi Yosef. The Machlekes was like Rabbi Yosef. Like we said, the Hezbo was that the reason why Rav said it's Osir, because it looks like the Mavim are foolish. Because even though this Mavim now is only opening up into Rechava, or a Chotzer Merevis, that has no Durin, but I call upon him, since the right side of the Chotzer is Paratz Rishus Rabim, if you stand inside the Mavim, it looks like you look straight through the Rishus Rabim. So Rav's Svar was a blast like a Mavim are foolish. So the more that's Rabbi Yosef's Svar. Kamifla gave with Rabbi Yosef. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef. Loishano elishakolo liemtsa rechava. I'll tell you, when does Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter, where it opens up liemtsa rechava, to the middle of the rechava. That's like this picture, the first picture still, 68, where the movi opens up to the middle of the rechava. Avokolo, let's see the rechava. Let's say it opens up to the side of the rechava. Here, picture 75, where the movi opens up to the side of the rechava. In other words, the Mavi now opens up the left wall, the straight wall down into the Rechava. It doesn't open up in the middle of the Rechava, like the right picture 73. It opens up on the side of the Rechava. Leshanu ala shakola b'emtsa Rechava, where the Mavi opens up to the middle part of the Rechava. Avo kol litzidi Rechava, but if the Mavi opens up to the side of the Rechava, then it's Osir. Then Rabbi Yosef says it's Osir. And why is it Osir? Because since the left wall is a straight wall down into Rechava, it looks like one straight continuation. So the mindset this is called the Mavim of Foolish. That's where needed Surah Safesach there. So Drashi, Uvishirvu. Next to the bottom Rashi. Yeah, right before the big lines. Adrashi Avakolo, let's see the Rechava. But if the Mavi opens up to the side of the Rechava, that left wall is straight down into Rechava, Shekoisel Orecha Mavi, Shovel Yechud Mikoisli Orecha Rechava, the length of the Mavi goes straight down into the length of the Rechava, Venira Kamavi Orech. Now it looks like one long Mavi. Or Moishech Ad Rishus Rabin. And the Maisa goes straight down to Rishus Rabin. So the kids in the portion of the picture is the middle picture, picture 74. That the Mavi goes straight down to the Rishus Rabim, picture 74. The top is the Mavi, the top opens up into the Rechava, but since the left wall is continued straight down, so this Mavi here looks going straight to the Rishus Rabim. That's the Mavi Mefulish. Next, say, Mavi Mefulish for Yosser. Tell you, that's where the Machlekes is. Right? So Rabbi Yosef says, Leishonu Ela Shekolo Liemtsa, that's where it's Mut Rechava. Avo Kolo Litzidi Rechava, Osser. Now, Omar Rabba. So, Rabbi, hold the Yamrit liyemtzer Rechava Mutter. Not that you're saying so poshut, where the Rechava opens up to the, where the Mavi opens up to the middle, like picture 73, where the Mavi opens up to the middle of Rechava, that it's Mutter. He says another tonight. Layamoran Ella Zeh Shalai Kineged Zeh. That's how much like picture 73. The appearance of the Rishus Rabim is on the right side, and the Mavi opens up to Rechava on the left side. It doesn't look straight down into Rishus Rabim. That's where it's Mutter. That the opening from the Mavi into the Rechava is on the left side, and the opening from the Rishus Rabim into the Rechava is on the right side. But even though the Mavi opens up to the middle of the Mavi opens up to the middle of the Rechava, but if on the other side, in the middle of the Rechava, there's the Pirtz of the Rishus Rabim, then it's also like in picture 76, or the original pictures we had. The original picture, 68. In such a case, he also for sure it's Osir. Since the Mavi, even though it opens up in the middle of Rechava, but since exactly the other side of the Rechava is the Rishus Rabim, there for sure it's Osir. It looks like a Mavi, but foolish, and that's Osir. And Allah, we hold like this, that where it's opened up to the middle, and the other side, the middle, is also open, there it's also Osir. The Amar Nel Rechava, yeah. Elazeh Shalai Keneged Zeh. Avo Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's Tak Osir. That's Tak worse. Zeh Keneged Zeh is worse. So Drashi, the first one in the big lines, Drashi Alvazeh Keneged Zeh, Piritzas Chotzer Keneged Hamovi Yistak Osir. V'hai Keneged the Yom Rav. That the Rabbi also said. V'yakim the time of the Yisam Movi B'shelo Yirvu. And the Havimina was the only reason Rav said it was Osir because there's no Erev Chatzeris. Ha'irvu Mutter, it would be Mutter. Hai Keneged you have to say is Lav Davka. And the Havimina that Rav says the only reason why it's Osir because of the urine of the Chotzer. But if there would be no Durin, there would be a Chatzim Revis, there would be Mutter, you have to say on the right side when it's a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabin, it's not like the first picture, Mamash Keneged the Movi. Ela Kol Koisa Shekeneged the Kori Hochi. But Keneged just means the opposite wall, the right side wall of the Chatzim. Abavado Vitzidi Rechava. Avad is talking about the side of the Rechava, like picture 73. Afilu zesh loy kineged ze oser, mishon the kais rechov marach hamovi. In other words, but in the case, but now, that's like a picture 75, where the Mavi opens up, the left wall is mamish continued down into the Rechavam, like mamish picture 75, where the Mavi opening up into Rechavam is not exactly where the Rishus Rabim is. The opening to Rishus Rabim is a little bit on the right side, and the Mavi just opens up on the left side. Still will be awesome. Why? Mishum the Kaiser Rechava Marach, because this left wall goes straight down into the Rechava. The heavy Kamavi Orach, it lies like a long wall. Ada Kaiser Rechava Shkenegda, Vyasa, Minavi Abi Mavi Yokum. Kitsa lies like a Mavi Yokum. Lies like one long Mavi going atop with Shisrabn is here, coming down into Shisrabn here. That's why it's awesome. Good. So Kitsa, that's the Gdorm here. Mamish these three pictures. 73 is the only one that's mutter, where the Mavi opens up into Rechava on the left side, Shalei Keneged Rishus Rabim on the right side, that's where it's mutter. But 74 and 75 are both also. Right. That's the Lashon again. Omar Rabba, Hodi Yamat Liyemtza Rechava Mutter, Lor Moron Ela Ze Shalei Keneged Ze. That they do not open directly the same place where the Rishus Rabim is. Avo Ze Keneged Ze Tak Osa. Omar Rabba Mishashia, Hodi Yamrit. That did you say zesh like zesh mutter? Lo emon ela rechova the rabbin. It's only a rechova of the rabbin, like picture 73, where the rechova here belongs to a lot of people. Avu rechova the yochid. But let's say it belongs to one private person. He owns this backyard. Then it's aser. Why zimnen the mimla chalo oboni lo batim? Like a picture 76. Even though mitchila the movi opens up into rechova. Yeah, and it's open on both sides wide. So you want to say it's called Rechavat Mutter, but no, sometimes they're going to build houses, like on the left side, picture Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. They'll fill it in by building three houses there, since it belongs to a private person. Now, if he's going to build three houses on the left side, he's going to make it like Tzidai Rechava, as if it's mamish one long wall. That's us, according to everybody. So mainly we have Xerah. Again, Avo Rechava the Yochid. But if the Rechava, this backyard, belongs to one person, then it's Osir. Val Zimnin, sometimes the Mimlech will change his mind. Obonu lo batim, and he'll build houses on the indention of the Rechava. Vehevel like a Movi, shekolo lo litzidi Rechava. And it lies like the Movi's left wall goes straight down to the Rishus Rabim. The Osir, and then it's Osir. So even though picture 73, it's mutter, it's only mutter that belongs to a rabbin. Then we're not afraid they'll build in houses on the left side. Mashenka belongs to a yochid, we're afraid they'll start building houses, filling in this left side, and melo blind like picture 74, where the movi has a straight wall down, then that's also. How do I know I'm afraid that maybe by a yochid will change his mind and build up something or change it? How do we know we're choshed for this? The Yom HaRovin, Ba'arav Adem, Omer Reb Yitzchak, Maise b'movo yechod, it was a maise with one movi, She'etzido yechod kol liyam. One side opened up into the yam. This is Rashi's picture 78, the bottom. One side of the movi, the bottom side opened up into the yam. Ve'etzido yechod kol liyashpa. The other side of the movi was opened up into an ashpa, it's a junkyard. Yeah. Ubo maise l'fnei Rebbe. And now the Maisa came in front of Rebbe is a mutter or not. So Rashi learns at this picture that there are three walls. This is called the Mavi Sosim. Where are the three walls? The Ashpa is Gevoya Yutfachim. That's called one wall. On the back here, there were houses of Mechitza. That's called the second wall. Now the Yam itself, since it goes down Dalatfachim, Yutfachim, it's also called the Mechitza. So the Yam has a Shem Mechitza. So this blinds the Mavi Sosim. All they had was just one Lechi at the entrance. Because a Mavi Sosim, all you need is a Lechi. That's what they did. That was the mice of this Mavi. They had a Lechi at the entrance, and there were three walls. The Ashpa was one wall, the Yam another wall, and the back was another wall. Now, Ubo Maisa from the Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, is this Mavi Mutter? Is it Mutter with just one Lechi or not? He didn't want to answer the Shaila. He wasn't sure if it's Mutter, he wasn't sure if it's Osir. What's the Shaila? Issa lo yom aboy, didn't want to say there's any Issa to a kaima mechitzas. Because the maitzi, you have three mechitzas. The yam is one mechitza, the ashpa is another mechitza, and the wall is the other mechitza. Why didn't he say chloritz mutter? He didn't say heter. We're afraid this big ashpa, this junkyard that has a shemechitza, maybe they'll clean up the ashpa. They'll take it away. You don't have any mechitza anymore. Like he has the picture 79. Hey, so clean away the ashpa. So the movi has no right mechitza anymore. Vaita shema. And the vaita, another gzeir is, we're afraid, the yala yam shirtin. We're afraid the yam will throw up junk on the bank of the yam that'll take away from the mechitza. There won't be any bank, any indention into the water. Like it'll be full of, Rashi says, stones and wood would come there. See, even though metchila, the yam looks like picture 77 or 78. That is an indention, that the yam. There's a wall here that has a shame mechitza, like in 78. We're afraid, though, maybe eventually a lot of stones and wood would come there, and it looked like picture 79, that there'll be no more mechitza there. It'll flatten out, and there won't be any mechitza. So that's why I didn't want to say it was mutter. So you see, even though right now you have three mechitzas, but we have a gzera, maybe the mechitza will disappear. And mainly, you want to say it's awesome. Is that true? That we're afraid that maybe someone will take away the ashpa, the junk. But tonight, we learned the din, ashpa b'shus rabin. Picture 80. You have an ashpa in b'shus rabin. The side of your house is the b'shus rabin. And you have an ashpa here on the side of your house that's kevoya yutzvachim. It's 10 tfachim high. So since it's 10 tefachim high, it's not called Rishus HaRabim anymore. Rishus HaRabim only goes until 10 tefachim high. More than that, it's not called Rishus HaRabim. So if the ashpa is gevoya yud tefachim, you're allowed to take something from your window and put it on top of the ashpa. Is chaloin shogabav, yava chaloin, on top of it, is alocha zorkin lo b'shabbos. You're allowed to throw on Shabbos. Zorkin lo b'shabbos. You're allowed to throw on Shabbos. From the window into the... You're allowed to throw on Shabbos from the window into the Yashba. Zorkin lo b'Shabbos. Why? Because the window is a Rishus HaYochid. But the Yashba, since it's 10 Tvachim high, it's not a Rishus HaRabim anymore. It's a Mokam Ptur. So mainly, you're allowed to metalto from the window into the Yashba. Almo. So what do you see? You see, it's Mutter. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe the Yashba will be taken away. How could you say you're always allowed to throw from your window into the Yashba? True, before Shabbos. The ashpa was 10 tefachim high, but why aren't you afraid sometimes they'll clean away part of the ashpa, and there'll be only 5 tefachim to the ashpa? If the ashpa is only gevoya 5 tefachim, so it still has the shame of Rishus HaRabim to it, then it's also to throw from your window to the ashpa. So why do we say you're allowed to throw from your window to the ashpa? Alma, shoni ben ashpa de rabim, li ashpa de yochid. Yata is a chiluk, whether the ashpa belongs to the rabim, or the ashpa belongs to a yochid. If the ashpa belongs to a yochid, then we're afraid, maybe it'll be taken away. If the ashpa belongs to Rabim, then we're not afraid. Rashi li ashpa the yochid, the ashpa the Rebbe, ashpa the yochid. That's what you have to say is this. The ashpa that Rebbe was talking about was an ashpa that belonged to a private person. In other words, this mavi, that's what's bothering me a little bit. Hey, the mavi l'chur belongs to a lot of people. So the Rashi then, you have to say the case of the mavi that we said it's opened up into the ashpa, that they were afraid maybe you'll take away the ashpa belongs to one person, to a yochid. Where it belongs to a private person, then we're afraid maybe it'll be taken away. That's why it's also. But here, this case, the ashpa belonged to Rishus HaRabim. When it belonged to the rabbin, here we're not afraid you'll take away the ashpa. That's why it's mutter. Is hochinami shoni ben rechova the rabbin, the rechova the yochid. The same halacha by Yos. When do we say it's mutter by the rechova? In picture 73, only if the rechova belongs to a rabbin, belongs to a lot of people. Then we're not afraid he'll fill in the left side. Mashenka, if it belongs to one person, then we're afraid he'll come like picture 76. He'll fill in the left side with houses and apply zoser. So there's a chilek between a yochid and a rabbi. Yeah. Tomorrow, rabbonin mai. What's going to be a locha by the rabbonin? The Rashi rabbonin. No, rabbonin shoyi b'doyrish rabbi. Mayev omi baby humovi. He says, last movi, but one side opened up into the yam, one side opened up to the yashba. What's the loch, in other words? What the rabbanon hold about such a movi? My. Omer Rabbi Yosef bar of Dimi. Tono. V'chom moysim. V'chom taka say it's osa. V'taka are afraid maybe the yashba will go away and it's osa. Omer Rabbi Nachman. Aloch adir v'chom that it's osa. Ika the yamri. Omer Rabbi Yosef bar of Dimi. Tono. V'chom matirim. No, it's mutter. We're not afraid they'll take away the yashba. Omer Rabbi Nachman. Ein aloch adir v'chom. Name, we don't pass like the chom. We hold it was osa. But the mice we hold it's mutter like the chom. Merei mar. Posik lo lesura bi uzla. Amema was machmer and posigle lesura bi uzli. Omar chashin and shema yala hayam shirten. He's Mereimar was makbid and he was afraid maybe the yam will lose its mechitza, so he made his own mechitza as connected the yam. I can picture 81. He's by each movui he himself put up a mechitza, like a mechitza. He put up a wall there. What do you call it? Like a gate. He put up a gate between the yam and the movi. He didn't want to be semech on the yam because he's afraid maybe shema yala shirten. So he was makban when every movi opened up into the water to the yam. He put up a gate there. Omar chashin shema yala yam shirten. We're afraid maybe the yam will throw up the woods or the stones and it'll take away the mechitza. So mainly made his own mechitza. Hahu mazdemar numaisa. Hahu movi okum dehavi besura. There was a movi okum that was in Surya. Korach Budya Oisve Babyak Mimise. There was a Movi Okum. A Movi Okum again looks like an L. The top side is open to one Rishus Rabin and the other side to the other Rishus Rabin. Movi Okum, the Surya. Korach Budya Oisve Babyak Mimise. In the middle of the turn, the Akmimis of they were holding Dav Ches or Mer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Mereimar posik lo lesura biyuzla. Heisam Mereimar. In his town, there were Mavois, a Mavui, that opened up again one side to the Yam and the other side the Yashba. Sivai Sais was not Mekel just to use a Lechi at the end like the other Mandiyomrim, but he was Machmir to put an Uzla, to put up Mechitzis. He's right where the Movi ends to the Yam, he was afraid. Like the Gemara says, Omar, he's hold Mereimar. Chashina were afraid. Shema Yalo Hayam Shirton. Maybe the Yam will spit up some dirt or some wood or some stones that would take away the Mechitza on the side of the Yam and then will blab like a Movi Mefulish. So therefore, Mereimar was Makbid, even though right now the bank of the Yam was a Mechitza. He Bedavka put up his own mechitzes next to the Yam. Today that even when the Yam spits up this dirt and will take away the mechitza, still will be kosher. So that's the solution of Pasuk Le'Lesur B'Yuzlo. He put up mechitzes all along the banks of the Movi that was near the Yam. Like in picture 81. Mavaita. Hahu Movi Okum. There was a Movi Okum de Heve B'Sura that was in the city of Sura. So what they do there? Now the locha before we had by Movi Okum, that's a Movi that looks like an L shape that you could go into from a Shus Rabim on one side and then make a left turn and come out on the other side like an L, is before we had a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, is a Movi Okum the din Tarosa Kesosim, it's like it's closed, therefore Shmuel holds all you need is just a Lechi Bekeira, a Lechi on each side, and Rav held no, it's called Movi Mefulish, and you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So here what they did by this Movi Okum, the Gemara says, Korach Budya, they put up a curtain, a mat, and Oisivo Bey Biyak Mimise. They put the mat along in the corner, and it's where the L comes to a point, where you make the turn. By the turn of the L, that's where they put this mat. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Chisda, Ho, this Eitzah, Loike Rav, Loike Shmuel. The whole, this Eitzah of putting up a mat, like making a curtain, at the Akme Misoi, by the turn of the L, is not like Rav, not like Shmuel. Le Rav, it doesn't come out according to Rav, to Yoma, to Rosai, come a foolish. Rav, before, said, if you have a Movui, that's Okum, that looks like an L, so since you come into the Rishus Rabin by one side, and you could just go in and make a left turn and come out the other Rishus Rabin, it's called come a foolish. It looks like the Movi is straight open from one side to the other side. So then the Locher is, Tzuras HaPesach Boi, you have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach.
A tzuros ha-petzich is usually a lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, and a kona on top. And not just to have this mat. We'll soon see what was wrong with this mat. This mat was not even called a mechitza, because since the wind could blow the mat, it's not called anything. So, loit rav, it's not enough, this fake mechitza. You have to have a good tzuros ha-petzich. So the Gemara l'Shmuel d'yamatarosik kesosim, and according to Shmuel that he holds the din of a mobi okum is kesosim. We look as if it's closed, and the svaras were before, because when you come down to the end of the mobi, really there is a fourth wall there. When you make the left turn, it's open. That opening is called like a pirtza, and since it's less than 10 amis, it's called kepesach domi. So each mobi by itself is kesosim, like closed. So the Gemara hani mili lechi malya. Even according to Shmuel, but our koponim, each mavui has to have a good lechi. Or else one pshat Rashi before said was the lechi has to be in the middle turn, by the yakmimisoi, by the turn of the el. Aval hai, but what did they do here in this case of Suram? Kivon de noshev bozika. All they did was they put up this mat. Now a mat is not tied down on the bottom. It's like a hanging curtain that the wind just comes and blows across the, and blows the curtain, blows the mat. Since the wind could blow the mat and it throws it down, that's not called a mechitza at all. So Mel, you didn't do anything. You don't have a lechi and you don't have a tzuros ha-pesach. So the Gemara, what the Yetzer is, v'noyetz be'sichta. But if you put pegs in on the bottom, you'll bang in pegs, v'chavrei, and you'll tie it down well, chavrei. Then that's called like a good mechitza. You tied it down, now the wind cannot move the mechitza. So in that case, that's the best thing. That would be like you made a mechitza. So that's even better than a tzuros ha-pesach. Hey, your mamish, have a mechitza, that would be good. Here, Rashi says, Budya o machtzelis, that's mats, v'yoisivu bei biakmimiseho, b'nei roishoi achar o osu lechi lepischon. One at one end, they made a lechi. And they put the machzolos, they put this mat in the turn of the L, in the middle of the L. On the other entrance to the Movi, they didn't put anything there. Because they were saying that this middle mat would help for that side. So the Marahani, the Grashiani, Mili Lechimayu, the Kasher is Ksheish Lechiyayim Shnei Roshim. When is it good if you have two lechis on both entrances? Here you only had one lechi. Vital Lashon Murray's Atrashi, according to his Rebbe's pshat we had before, was Tzarech Akmimiseho Lechi. You have to have a Lechi in the middle turn, in the middle of the ill. Levad me oisan shebishnei roshin. Achutz from the two Lechis, you have to have in two entrances. So here, since you don't have any Lechi, Lechur, it's possible. And for the Gemara though, but Sichta, if you put pegs and knock it down well, that the wind cannot move this curtain, then it's called the Mechitza, then it's good, then it's kosher. So the Gemara. Gufa, before we learned, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Movui Shenifratz, Bimaluyei Lechotzer. If you have a Movui, that one side is open to the Rishus Rabbim, and the other side of the Movui is opened up into a big Chotzer. Now, V'nifratz HaChotzer Kenegdai, and on this Chotzer, it has like four walls around it, but the other side, the right side of the Chotzer, was Nifratzum. There was a hole through that wall, Kenegdai. The word means, when you're looking through the Mavi, you could see straight through to both Rishus Rabbims. Because on the right side, the wall of the Chotzer is broken through, you could see straight through. So the Lacha before was, we said over the name of Rav, that Chotzer Muteris, the Lacha is the Bnei Chotzer, in the Chotzer itself, they're allowed to carry. Vashenken a Mavi Yosser, the people in this Mavi, it was Osir according to Rav. And the Emes of Pshat, really the Teretz was, why does Rav say it's Osir? We wanted to say that Rav and Rav Yehuda, there's no Machlokes. As if it would have opened up into a Rechovo, into a backyard, it would have been Mutter according to Rav. Even though on the right side of the Rechovo was also Poritz, there was a hole looking straight through the Rishus Rabin. Still it would be Mutter. Because the Emes was, Rav does not hold that it looks like a Movim Foolish. That since when you come from the Movui into the Chotzer, you see you're in a big Chotzer now, so you don't look like you're in a Rishus Rabim. It's not called the Mavim HaFulish. Now why did Rav say it was Osir when they went into the Chotzer? Because since the Bnei Chotzer have a Drisha Saregel, they have a Diurin, they live there, so their Drisha Saregel, the fact they live like in the house and they come out to the Chotzer, they use the Chotzer for their walking to get in and out of the house, So when they walk into the Mavui, they answer the Bnei Mavui. That was the Pshan Rav. So therefore it's only Osir if there's a Chatzar there. But let's say there's a Rechova, which is the back entrance of the house, where their people don't use their main entrance. So that's not called a Diurin. That would not answer on the Bnei Mavui. And who are them we had before? Kishirvu. If the Bnei Chatzar had an Eruvi Chatzeris with the Bnei Mavui, that they are allowed to walk through, it would also be mutter. Like Rashi says, Gufa, Omer Reb Yimya, the Yukma, what was the Maskana before? Kishaloi Irvu. Why does Rav say it's Osir? Only because they did not make any Eruv Chatzeris. The Yisura, what is the Pshan? It's Isur. The Yisura, the Mavi, Mushum, the Asri, Olei, Bnei HaChatzaru. It's because since the Bnei Chatzar walk into the Mavi, they answer that like, they like break that Pirsa into the Mavi. That was the Pshat and Rav. So therefore it's only because of a Bnei Chotzer, but if there would have been Irvu, or else there would have been into a Bnei Rechava, it would have been a Mutter. Zati Gemara. Omar Le Rav, Bar Ula Le Rav, Le Rav Beivoi, Bar Abaya, Rebbe, Loi Mishne Seinu Huzu, Hizu. Isn't this a Beferish Mishnah? Like what's the Chiddush that Rav is telling us? This is a Beferish Mishnah. So Drashi, Loi Mishne Seinu Hi, That you say that this Movi is opened up into the Chotzer, that you're allowed to carry in the Chotzer, that's not from the Mishnah. The Isura Movi Tanina. And who had in the Isur that the Bnei Movi cannot carry, that's also enough in Halacha. That's also a Farisha Mishnah. So what do you have to have Rav's Chiddush for? Again, the picture for this is again is picture 68 on page 12, where the Movi opens up here, the picture is Rechova, but who had in the same thing if it would have been a Chotzer? If it would be a chotzer there, so since the Bnei Chotzer could walk into the Mavi is also not allowed to carry in the Mavi, Mashenk, and inside the chotzer you are allowed to carry. Even though the chotzer has two pirtzas on both sides, but so what? Since they're both less than 10 hamas, you're allowed to carry inside the chotzer, it's only considered like it has two psochim into the chotzer. So for Eti Gemara, this is enough in the Mishnah. What is the Chiddush in Rav? Where is there enough in the Mishnah? Yeah, we'll see later on. The Mishnah says, Chotzer kitano shenifritzo legedele. You have a small chotzer that opens up wide into a chotzer gedele. This is picture 69, where you have a chotzer kitano inside, and that opens up bimluya into the chotzer gedele. Is alocha gedele muteris, inside the big chotzer you're allowed to carry. It's considered like there are four walls. Either the pesach into the chotzer kitano, since the opening is less than 10 amis, it's considered like a Pesach. Uketana asura, but to carry inside the ketana, that's also, because since the ketana is open b'meluya on the fourth side, it has no mechitza at all, so it only has three mechitzas around the chotzer ketana, it's also to carry there. It's like the b'nei gedola, the chotzer gedola aser on the chotzer ketana. That's enough in the Mishnah later there. Why? Mifnei shehi kepischa shegedola. Because it's called like the Pesach of the gedola. Like Rashi says, Chotzer ketano shenifritza. So Rashi bimluya legedola. It's opened up all the way into the big chotzer. Now gedola muteris v'loyasri bnei ketana alavayu. Why legabi gedola pesachu? The entrance into the gedola that's called a pesach. Why the yesh lo shir mikano mikan? There are two sides of the wall still there. Kishtei chatzeros o pesach echabneim. That's the locha. We have two chotzers. And there's a pesach in between them. One does not ask on the other one. We have to say though the entrance from the chotzer to the gedola is less than 10 amos wide. Because if that entrance is more than 10 amos wide, it would not be called a pesach legabi gedola, and therefore would be also. Abu ketana asura. Why? Till the day la pesachu. Looking inside the ketana, there's no pesach, there's no entrance for the ketana. Ela pirtza, it's only called an open wall. Its fourth wall is completely opened, like in picture 69. Vinasis rishusan shal b'nei gedola, and it's like bottle to the b'nei gedola. Shrei nisarvi moim, it's almost mixed up with them. So it has no rishus by itself. By rishus by itself, it's also to carry in the chotzer ketana if they don't have an erubi chatzeris together. So the Pharisee, this is enough in the Mishnah. So now this is the same halach in Rav's case. Again, like the picture 68, when you have the Mavi opened up into the Chotzer, so the Chotzer itself is like a Chotzer Gedola, and the Mavi is like a Chotzer Ketana. Because since the Mavi's entrance into the Gedola, into the Chotzer, is open completely, So therefore, the Movi is also, it has no fourth wall, unless you put it through as a Pesach there. Mashenkin in the Chotzi, you're allowed to carry, because it has four walls. It has the Oidiv, it has the Gifufim on the two sides of the entrance. So that makes it for the Chotzer like a Pesach, and it's mutter to carry in the Chotzer. So Chur Rav's Halacha, that you can carry in the Chotzer and not in the Movi, the Chur is enough for the Mishnah. So what do we need Rav for? And for the Gemara name, Omalei, Rav answers back, if from this Mishnah have a mean, I would think, Hani Mili, when do we have these halachis? Only when you have a chot gedil and a chot ketana, you don't have a rabbin walking through. It's only the people from the chot gedil or the people from the chot ketana use one and the other. But you don't have a rishus rabbin walking through it. Aval heichod the kordasi b'rabbin. Mashenkin, in Rav's case, like in picture 68. When you have the chotzer on the right side, it's porous, there's an opening of the wall to the Rishus HaRabim. So the Bnei Rishus HaRabim could walk into the chotzer. And from the chotzer, they could walk into the Movi, straight through the Movi. So in the case where the Rabim could walk into the chotzer, into the Movi, Eimo afilu chotzer nami. I would think even the chotzer is also to carry inside the chotzer. That's what I would think. So therefore I need Rav's Kiddush to know. Even though in the chotzer, the right wall is broken through into the Rishus HaRabim, and even though the Rabim walked through, still, since that Pirtse is less than Yudamis, it's called a Pesach, and Mela, it's called a Pesach, and the Chotzer has its four walls. For the Gemara, no, Vohanami Tanina, even this din also we learned, you don't need Rav. Even without Rav's din, we should know this halacha. Is halacha Chotzer, Sheharabim Nichnosim Lo Bizu. If you have a Chotzer that has an entrance from the Rishus HaRabim, as the Bnei Rishus HaRabim could walk into the Chotzer. The Yoytzim Lo Bizu, and they walk straight through the Chotzer, the other side. Mamash like our case. Like you have this Movi into the Chotzer, and the Chotzer has on the right side a breakthrough to the Rishus HaRabim, so the Bnei Rishus HaRabim could walk into the Chotzer, and keep on continuing into a Movi, into the other Rishus HaRabim. So in such a case, they claw that Rishus HaRabim Letumah. If you have this Sufik, if it's Tumi or not, the klal is by Tumi, learn out from Saitam, that Sufik Tumi Rishus HaYochid is Tumi, and Sufik Tumi Rishus HaRabim is Torah. So here, if you find a sheret, and you don't know if the sheret touched the bread or not, Minas Sufik would say it's Torah. This is considered Rishus HaRabim negated to Tumi, because since more than three people use it, it's considered like Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin was negated to us is Rishus HaYochid the Shabbos. Negeyat Eluch Shabbos, this Chotzer is still considered Rishus HaYochid, even though the Rabbim walks straight through it, but since it has its Mechitzis on the two sides, and it's less than 10 Amos, the Pirtz of the whole, it's only considered like a Pesach. So you see, Klo, even though the Rabbim walks through the Pesach, in a Chotzer, the Rabbim is not Mavato the Mechitzah. Even as we spoke out once, even though by the Movi, we had before a Sfar of Hakeret, that when the Rabbim walked through the Pirtz of the Movi, it's Mavato the Mechitzah of the Movi, but that's only the Movi, because the Movi looks more like Rishus HaRabim. It's more daima to the Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin HaChotzer, which is more daima to Rishus HaYochid, here it's Mutter, even though the Rabbim walked through this Pirtz, still, since you have Gifufin, you have two sides of the Mechitzah still there, it only looks like a Pesach, and therefore it's still called, like it has four Mechitzahs, it's called the Rishus HaYochid HaShabbos. So right, it's enough in the Mishnah that the Chotzer you are allowed to carry in, and the Movi Pshit you can't carry in, because the Movi is like a Chotzer Ketana opening up into a Chotzer Gedola. Here's a drash with Shus HaRabim L'tumah, U'sveke Tor, not community, they have a Sufik, if the Sheretz touch the piece of bread or not, or touch the piece of Truma, is the Truma Torah Tomei, is the Loche Tor, to a Sufik Tumah, Misaita Germini. We learn out the Loches of Sufik Tumah, min a Sufik we metire it. Learn out from Saita. Since this Chotzer is opened up to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim could walk through. This is not called the Mokum Stira, therefore it's called Rishus HaRabim. Mashenkin, again, to Rishus HaYochid of Shabbos, if you're allowed to carry there or not, is considered like Rishus HaYochid. The Mechitza is still called the Mechitza. So, Melon Shrik Shver, what do we have to have Rav's Chiddush for? The Adinim are often the Mishnas. And if the Gemara know. So the Mori may host him if just from this last Mishnah have Amina. Hani mili zeh shaloi keneged zeh. When do we say even though the Chotzer is open to Rishus HaRabim, it's still called the Chotzer Rishus HaYochid, if the openings on both sides are not zeh keneged zeh? Like we had like picture 73, Lamoshal, if the middle box would be a Chotzer. So on one side it's open to Rishus HaRabim on the left side, and on the opposite side the opening to Rishus HaRabim is on the right side. So it doesn't look like Mefulish. Maybe that's where it's Mutter. Avo, ze, kineged ze, but where the entrance is